Are you thinking about selling your home? Thinking you'll escape that dreadful waiting game and process? Well, think bigger. Selling is old school. Selling is yesterday. And selling is small. If you're lucky, you'll get a one-time payout gutted by commissions and closing costs. The rental market is huge. Since 2010, renter households are up by 4 million nationwide, while last year, homeownership hit a 30-year low. So before you sell, look into renting. You might be surprised at how much you can rent your home for, how quickly people are ready to move in, and how easy it is to manage the whole process when you hire Renters Warehouse. They'll price your property, find your tenants, collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls. They'll open the door to financial freedom. Think bigger than selling. Go to renterswarehouse.com, get a free home rental price analysis, and find out how much your home will rent for today. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent-A-State.
Find out how much your home.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
And he hits a ground ball right side toward Myers, stops it, loves it, throws to Rizzo. He got it! Fantastic play by Myers.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday, Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and White Sox rained out for today. The Cubs will make up today's game tomorrow at 12:45 with John Lackey still getting the start. Pregame on the Score begins at 12:10. Today's Sox game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 26th. James Shields will take the mound tomorrow to wrap up the opening series with Detroit. First pitch at 1:10. The White Sox signed former Tigers, Twins, Mets pitcher Mike Pelfrey to a minor league deal. He'll start out in AAA Charlotte. At Target Field right now, the Twins lead the Royals 9-1 in the eighth. Big three-run homer from Eduardo Escobar in the seventh gave the Twins a six-run inning. They lead 9-1 in the eighth inning. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play in Philly tomorrow. Dwayne Wade scrimmaged today. The team wants to see how his elbow responds. Get some more practice in and see if he can play before the regular season ends. Tonight in the NBA, Miami travels to Charlotte, and the Celtics host the Cavs. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tomorrow, and earlier today, the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. College hoops, former Illinois coach John Gross named the head coach to Akron. And one NFL note, Marshawn Lynch is at the Raiders facility today, with many reports saying he will sign on. Celebrate Cubs opening day with the Score. Join the Spiegel and Parkin show next Monday from 9 to 1, broadcasting live from the Yard House at New City Lincoln Park. Enter to win great Score prizes and enjoy great food and 110 taps of craft and import draft beer. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:10 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals. On 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff, afternoons on The Score.
Podsednik hits one to deep right center field. Back at the wall. This ball is gone. Podsednik goes deep. His second home run of the postseason. And the White Sox win it 7-6.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards. I remember that guy and those highlights and all those things happening, and that guy is now a baseball broadcaster for Comcast Sportsnet Analyzing White Sox Baseball. He is Scott Podsednik, and he joins us on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champions are back. Cheer them on at Home Run In Wrigleyville, just blocks from the park. What's happening, Scott?
Not too much. How we doing?
Good. How is it? Are you a broadcaster yet? Because some former players are. If the difference is a former player who is acting like a broadcaster and sometimes really embracing it and saying, "No, I'm not a player anymore. I am a broadcaster."
Well, I definitely am embracing it and thankful and really looking forward to this opportunity. I wouldn't call myself a polished broadcaster just yet. There's still a lot that I have to learn, but I've enjoyed what I've done up to this point. I'm really looking forward to more opportunities and looking at different ways to try to improve. I'm going to dive into this and try to improve everything from the content I'm delivering to how I articulate it and go in and try to give the fans a different perspective from a player's view.
Well, the real test comes when you have to say somebody sucks, or in so many words. I mean, that, you know, in all honesty, that's the hard thing, because you've been on the other side of it. You've had people saying you suck, and maybe even I might have said it, but it is the kind of thing where that's the test, when you know how it feels and to be honest with the viewers that want honesty from you.
Right, and I agree with you 100%. But what I am going to continue to understand is how hard the game was. And I played it for a long time, and I understand how difficult it is. So when guys are struggling or they make a bad play, listen, I get it. And there's gonna, there's an art to delivering information. So I'm gonna have to come up with ways to try to articulate myself without throwing somebody under the bus. But yeah, that is a challenge at times.
How much advice do you get from Lisa?
Well, we're no longer together. We just finished up a divorce, so I don't talk with her about those kind of things as much. But she was good at it. She, she obviously made a career on her side of doing those types of things. She was good and fun to watch. But we don't talk much about those kind of things anymore.
All right. Well, let me take that left turn there from talking about it. But I appreciate you being honest about it, Scotty. That's nice of you to do that, and very professional. See, you see, he's already learned how to not hang up on an idiot who asks a dumb question.
Hey, it's just recent. It's, fresh news. It's no big deal.
All right. Well, here's something that I would love to know. How often were you part of a rebuild?
Well, my first 2 years in 2003 and 2004, I was with the Brewers, and I don't know exactly if they were calling it a rebuild. We had some veteran players, and to be honest with you, I was such a deer in headlights those first 2 years there in Milwaukee. I was really trying to learn my craft and learn how to be a professional, learn how to play the game the right way. I didn't focus a lot on what was going on in the front office with trades or who they were thinking about bringing in, who they were thinking about trading away. I was solely focused on trying to improve my game, my craft, and get along with those guys in the clubhouse. Although that's been a hot topic with the surrounding these White Sox right now is where they are. In terms of this rebuild, but the fact is that's where this team is, and that's what they're going to try to do. Rick Hahn has continued and stayed adamant about not rushing this thing. These types of things don't happen overnight. There's a process involved, so he's going to go out and try to acquire as much young talent as he possibly can.
What's your take on Ricky Renteria and his relationship with a young team, his role at this stage of a rebuild? Because there are people who say really nice things about him. He's always incredibly upbeat. He's always so upbeat. And as you know, sometimes young players, it's the old a pat on the back or a kick in the rear end every once in a while. And I guess we'll see if he's able to differentiate who needs what and when.
Right, absolutely. Managing the game is one thing, but being able to manage personalities and push the right buttons at the right time is a whole different animal. Some guys are good at it, some guys aren't. I haven't spent a lot of time around Rick. I met him in spring training. I went there for a couple of weeks and did some work on the minor league side. So I got to meet him and spend just a bit around him. And you're right. He brings a great energy to the ballpark. He has a great demeanor to him. But that's going to be the question. He's got a big responsibility on his plate. trying to change the culture and the mindset of this organization. That was one of the themes I heard in spring training, which I liked hearing, was that there are going to be expectations cast throughout the organization from top to bottom. They're going to hold players accountable, and they're going to try to create this winning type of culture and attitude there. And that's tough to change. You know, when you've had some tough years repeatedly, it's tough to change that entire mindset. But you have to start somewhere, and that's what they're looking to do, is change it from the very bottom up.
So how do we go about watching? What should we be looking for?
Well, that's a good question, and that would be a good question to pose to Rick. What would you define as a successful season? I think as fans, we're going to have to remain patient and understand that these things, take time. But I think the way that the Sox go about their business, I think, the body language, the way the team gets along with one another, the way they deal with adversity, the energy they bring to and from the park each and every day. Winning games at the big league level is one thing. Winning championships is an entire different level. And I think before you can win championships and win games consistently, there has to be a plan, and there has to be a certain attitude in the way that we're going to go about our business. All these great organizations have it. You look at the Spurs down there with San Antonio, Seattle up in the Northwest. They go about it a certain way, and the players all buy in, and everyone's on the same page, and they're out to with one goal in mind, which is to win that game. So we'll see if the White Sox can develop into that and change the mindset.
That's why I wanted to kind of find out, like, if you've ever been on a team where stuff like this was going on, because I'm curious on what it's like for the veteran player when, going back, maybe like you're in 2000, when you were in Kansas City, like, because they were starting to, the young guys were starting to kind of come up back then.
Right.
So for that guy that's on the field every day trying to bust his butt, knowing that the organization is going in a different direction, what's that like?
Well, you're right. And the fact of the matter is there are a certain number of things that a player just has no control over. And where he happens to be in his career and the club that he's with at that time, he really can't control. And some of these older players may not be excited about the situation that they're currently in. The window may be closing for them in terms of trying to win a championship with a club. So that's the nature of the game. Those kind of things happen. You just hope that the guy is professional enough to stay positive, continue coming to the ballpark, and to do what he's asked to do, which is go out and do whatever you can to try to win a game that night.
Also, a big difference from when you started as a player and now that you're embarking as a broadcaster are the resources available to learn about baseball and to see what's going on. And I have over time really embraced the statistical revolution and now what's going on with StatCast and what cameras are showing, not just statistically, but actually with data of launch angle and exit velocity and what we're now learning about catch probability, which I'm loving catch probability, that we now know, like we always refer to as the Jim Edmonds play, where it's like you kind of half-ass after it and then at the last instant you dive for it when, Kevin Kiermaier or one of these other guys would have just glided over and caught it in his pocket. We know exactly truly what a hard catch is. Are you enjoying that stuff? Are you embracing that stuff? Is that going to be a part of your job?
Well, I think we have to, because it's here and they're paying attention to it, and it's going to become has become part of baseball. I retired after the 2012 season and I haven't been around the game as close as I obviously am now. So it's kind of hitting me upside the head. I mean, I am noticing the term I think I heard the most in those 2 weeks of spring training was spin rate.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about the spin rate, coming out of the pitcher's hand from the mound. It's new, it's different, and they're trying to implement it and position their guys accordingly and use it to their advantage. I think it goes both ways. I think there still obviously still remains the human side of it. There are certain things that you just can't quantify. You know, when guys are put in certain situations or how they perform under pressure, you have different attitudes and personalities and guys who play well under pressure and some guys who fold under pressure. So I think that obviously that human element needs to still be considered. And just try to find ways of maximizing both sides.
In general, too, the understanding of the importance of defense, the awareness of run prevention mattering as much as run production, because a run taken away has just as much value as a run scored. And with defensive positioning now, there's really been a revolution with that understanding and the awareness of that kind of value. And it's helped a lot of players win some jobs, I think. And I'm learning to appreciate it more and more, not just with numbers, but just with baseball teams, the guys who run the team saying, hey, look, we've got to realize how important defense is.
Absolutely. And I didn't realize that as much as I play, unfortunately, as much as, you know, when I play it as I do now, just the, you know, the simple result of not hitting a cutoff man or bobbling a ball just for a second in the outfield. You know, when that runner can take one more base and get himself in the scoring position, it changes the whole dynamic of an inning. So, you know, the information is plentiful. They're gathering it and they're trying to use it in a way that's going to prevent as many runs as they possibly can.
I'm going to take the White Sox out of this question. Who are the players that you like watching and why?
Well, I just like seeing athleticism. I like guys who can run. On the football field, I like watching defensive backs. I like speed, agility. I like guys that have the ability to jump. So I like your base dealers, obviously, your center fielders, your shortstops, your middle infield guys. I just like athleticism, and I've gained a greater appreciation for how good you have to be to play center field, second base, and shortstop at the big league level. Those guys are so talented, so skillful, and to just watch a guy who's really smooth at what he does, turn a double play or catch a ground ball, and then the footwork required. It's fun to watch. I understand how difficult it is and how skillful those players are. I like seeing athleticism.
I know baseball wants to see more of it on the base paths, and looking at that as a growing problem, that in 2016, there was an all-time record number in that one quarter of all outcomes of a plate appearance or an at-bat was either a home run or a strikeout. And it's made the game very, very static in so many players understanding how much home runs matter and how a strikeout is just another out, that contact rates are down. There are fewer singles. There's less action on the base paths in general, even if some teams don't like the risk of stealing bases and they don't want to. They know how much an out really hurts. But I don't know how baseball solves that problem with so many guys now saying, and look, well, home runs are coming from everywhere in the lineup. Home runs are up among all players at every level of talent. And they say, hey, you know, if I strike out, I strike out. It's okay. And it's made the game in some ways very static.
Yeah, and you can't have both. You can't go up there looking to drive the ball out of the ballpark and then expect to, you know, shoot that ball to right with two strikes. They're pretty much selling out on trying to hit home runs. And if you got a guy going up there with that approach and that mindset, you're not going to see a lot of high averages. You're going to see a lot of strikeouts. So where it's going to be and continue to trend over the next year or two, who knows? But teams obviously do value home runs. And again, I think it boils down to the skill sets you have on your club. You know, if you've got some guys that can run and have the ability to steal a base, then you're going to have to find ways to develop those guys as base dealers and try to teach them how to go about stealing a base. It takes a lot more than speed. But, you know, just to go out there and steal bases continuously at the big league level. So, it's fun watching guys get on, take the extra base, steal second, lay down bunts. But you're right, we're just not seeing a lot of it these days.
We were having a conversation yesterday about John Lester and his inability to throw over to first. And we were talking about how it looks like runners are uncomfortable taking gigantic leads without running, and then they expose themselves to getting backpicked by the catcher. You've had 70 stolen bases in a season, over 300 in your career. What advice would you give to folks that were trying to rattle John Lester? Is it about dancing on the bases, or is it about taking the next one?
Or do you end up rattling your own teammate who's batting?
Well, I don't see a lot of purpose in going out there and dancing around and doing a jig. Lester is a veteran. He knows if he sees you dancing out there and you're not running within two, three, four pitches, he's just going to quit paying attention to you. So establish your lead. Try to pick a pitch that you're going to go and just go. The first, you know, if you ask me, you know, what's rule number one of becoming a base stealer is eliminating the fear of getting caught. And base stealers are risk takers. We live on the edge. We get out there and we fly by the seat of our pants. And first and foremost, if you're going to steal bases, you have to try to get over and eliminate the fear of getting picked off and the fear of getting thrown out. Getting out there and dancing around and doing a jig is doing nothing for your club.
All right, Scott, I wish you the best of luck in this new venture as studio analyst for Comcast Sportsnet. I don't think it's going to be a steep learning curve for you. I know you're working with some terrific people, and I think you're going to be good at it.
You got it. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me today, guys.
That's Scott Podsednik of Comcast Sportsnet. We are going to do some baseball with Joe Sheehan at the top of the 4 o'clock hour. But I also, there's something else that you need to hear, something that was said on these airwaves earlier, because I know you wanted to talk about the Patrick Ewing hire and what Jay Williams had to say. So I do want to get to that. The Chicago Baseball Game Day Report is presented by Metra. The Cubs and Cardinals are postponed until tomorrow by rain, and the White Sox similarly had their game against the Tigers rained out. And that's today's Chicago Baseball Report, brought to you by Metra. Metra's 10-ride ticket gives you 10 train rides for the price of 9. So every 10th ride is free. Buy your tickets now on the Ventra app and learn more at metrarail.com. So you're going to hear that sound. If you missed it earlier today, it's some fascinating stuff from Jay Williams, who has strong thoughts about Patrick Ewing and Georgetown. So we'll get to that next on The Score.
Baseball season is back, and MLB Network is bringing you 15 hours of live opening day coverage, plus 11 games throughout opening week, and live look-ins and analysis from the best in the biz on MLB Tonight. Opening week coverage begins Sunday on MLB Network.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Ford Commercial Vehicles, built Ford Tough. So now that Tony Romo has swapped out his helmet for a headset, a handful of NFL teams have to be looking at their quarterback board and thinking, now what? And no place more so than Houston, who you just know was banking on Romo coming in and ripping Jerry Jones' heart out by leading the Texans to a ring before Jerry got his in Dallas. Even without Romo, there's still a lot to like about the Texans. They've got the NFL's best defense, arguably. They've got weapons across the board offensively. They've got a rock-solid offensive line, but a 2D of Tom Savage and Brandon Whedon. And knowing that, there's just one man to call. Cutty. Yes, I said it. Jay Cutler. What is taking so long? Look at the board. Look at the draft class. Now look at your depth chart. This is a no-brainer. Why roll with a Savage when you can start a Commando? Commando Cutty. I'm Jim Rome.
Climate Guard Windows, made in Chicago. We're the contractor's choice for a great window at a great price. Nobody beats our everyday low prices and available financing. No gimmicks, no promos. Call 877-654-3010 or visit climateguardwindows.com.
Hey, have you heard of Amy Kite, the realtor from Keller Williams Infinity? Let me tell you a story about my friend Amy Kite, who's a top-performing realtor in Chicagoland. It's not every day a home sells for more than list price, but that's what Amy Kite's team did for Vasil, trying to flip a home in McHenry. He wasn't happy with the service or advice he was receiving, and after calling Amy Kite, she got to work. Amy got the property sold in only 6 days for $220,000, which was way above the list price. Those are the kinds of results you'll get if you hire Amy Kite to sell your home. Amy Kite is the real deal when it comes to buying or selling homes. Hi, it's Jason Goff here, and when the time comes when you have to buy or sell a home, call the realtor who I would call, Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Amy's unique in that she will sit down with you, you agree on a price, a deadline, and if the deadline passes, the home isn't sold, she can rent it, lease it, or buy it for cash. That's the Amy Kite guarantee. Next time I need to sell my home, I would absolutely trust Amy Kite of Keller Williams Infinity. Call Amy at 847-877-9881 or online at amywillsellyourhome.com. Again, that's amywillsellyourhome.com.
Merlin 200,000 Mile Shops are offering car owners 40 hints for money-saving motoring.
Hint number 4. Worn-out tires can cost you a lot more than new tires.
It's true. In the long run, badly worn tires put stress on suspension parts,
which can lead to real expensive repairs.
Worn tires have poor traction.
That's why so many families are riding on Merlin 200,000-mile warranty tires.
What's your family riding on?
Stop in at your local Merlin 200,000-mile shop for details and a free tire inspection today.
At Merlin. More life for you and your car.
It's rebate madness at Merlin's. Visit merlins.com/spring to save $60 on Continental tires and get a $70 rebate. Then save 10% on Monroe shocks and struts with a $100 rebate. Plus, get another $100 rebate when you use your Merlin credit card. See shop for promotion details. Visit merlins.com/spring for coupons. Stop by for a free inspection today.
Majestic Oaks Golf Club at beautiful Lake Lawn Resort in Delavan, Wisconsin is now open. Play this magnificent course set along Lake Delavan for only $30. To reserve your tee time, call 262-728-7950 or visit lakelawnresort.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flo.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save. With Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network. The one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network plans based on Q3 and Q4 2016 Nielsen certified data network score.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
Party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
70 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
So, my bad. I was under the impression that the sound from Jay Williams came from earlier because I heard it being discussed on Spiegel and Parkin show. This is probably one of the perils of not doing transition is we don't get to hash these things out. But this is from the Instagram of broadcaster Jay Williams regarding Georgetown's hiring of longtime NBA assistant and former Hoyas star Patrick Ewing as their head coach.
Look, I love Patrick Ewing. I think Patrick Ewing is a great human being. But to make him the head coach of Georgetown, I think there's a major problem. When you're assistant coach in the NBA level, you do not have to grind like a head coach does 24-7. Will Patrick Ewing be able to hit the ground running? You need to recruit in the game of college basketball in order to make your program not just good, not just decent, but great. Now, who's he going to learn how to recruit? Is he going to be willing to jump on a plane after they lose a game to sit down with a 14, 15, 16-year-old kid to tell him that he's going to be the next great at Georgetown? Is he going to be be able to rejuvenate a culture. He's going to be able to sit down and find that needle in a haystack to find out how to get the top recruit to his school. Or is he dealing with AAU coaches? Is he dealing with the parents who are helping the kid making decisions? Not just the parents. How about the AAU coaches? How about the runners of agents? Who are his relationships with agents? This is a full-time, 24/7, 365 gig. Is Patrick Ewing willing to grind every single day after living the luxurious lifestyle of being an assistant coach on the NBA level? I don't know if I trust it. I think Danny Hurley was a better hire. Who knows? I guess we're going to find out.
Oh, so the whole thing was stumping for Danny Hurley through the Duke connection. Okay. I didn't know that Danny Hurley was being considered for the job. So it's, although I agree with him. Let the record show, I agree with him. I just didn't know what motivated the comments.
I agree with him to a degree. I think that when the name started popping up, I said, oh, you know, that's kind of interesting. I'm someone who's kind of against the idea of, well, you have to have one of your own. Like, it has to be a...
Gotta be a Michigan man.
Yeah, he's got... Yeah. By the way, did you hear that he goes that because of the nepotism rules at Georgetown, he can't hire his son to be on his staff? Think about that.
Wait a second. You had John Thompson.
Correct.
Who abdicated the position...
For JT3.
So his son could have the job, but there's nepotism rules.
Right. Anyway.
What?
I think Patrick Ewing can coach. I think that there's a good possibility...
That the chops are there?
That the X's and O's of the game he can teach. But to me, it's the same thing as Lovie Smith, where you're asking someone who's got a name... Got a name in the game.
A name that parents will recognize.
Correct. But and played a style of basketball that is no longer played, for the most part, in big-time college or the NBA. You're back to the basket, 16-foot jumper shooting.
The runner across the lane.
Type basketball. Like, that isn't played anymore. I think this was a critical hire for Georgetown, because... If they got this wrong, and he's Chris Mullin, you know?
Clyde Drexler,
it could be really, they could go to some depths that Georgetown hasn't seen in 30 years of basketball. I mean, it could be really, really ugly if this is the wrong hire, because at the end, there's some players on Georgetown. You know, JT3 got some players, but they never, ever reached their potential, either individually or from a team standpoint. I mean, maybe did they get beat by Florida Gulf Coast in the tournament? Was it a 2-15 game and they got beat?
Yep.
And that kind of signaled the beginning of the decline.
Don't forget the year they lose or almost lose to Princeton.
Yeah.
Remember that?
And it's, you better get this right, because two coaching hires in a row that are bad turns you into a program that's got a long way to go.
And after the update, I want to turn this around about another hire, a recent hire that is also having people ask questions, some of which I don't think are fair or aware.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves update studio, with three home games left, every game matters in playoff positioning. The Wolves host Iowa Saturday and Rockford on Sunday afternoon in an Illinois Lottery Cup matchup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Both the Cubs and White Sox rained out for today. The Cubs will make up today's game tomorrow at 12:45, with John Lackey still getting the start. Pregame on the Score begins at 12:10. Today's Sox game will be made up as part of a doubleheader on May 26th. James Shields will take the mound tomorrow to wrap up the opening series with Detroit. First pitch at 1:10. The White Sox today signed former Tigers, Twins, Mets pitcher Mike Pelfrey to a minor league deal. He'll start out in AAA Charlotte. One final today so far in baseball. Target Field, the Twins all over the Royals 9-1. The big hit in that one, a three-run homer by Eduardo Escobar. And tonight, Chris Sale makes his debut for the Bo Sox at Fenway against the Pirates. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They play in Philly tomorrow. Dwayne Wade scrimmaged today. The team wants to see how his elbow responds, get some more practice in, and see if he can play before the regular season ends. Tonight in the NBA, Miami travels to Charlotte, and the Celtics host the Cavs. In hockey, the Blackhawks skate in Anaheim tomorrow. Earlier, the team recalled Gustav Forsling from Rockford. College hoops, former Illinois coach John Gross was named the head coach at Akron. And NFL, Marshawn Lynch. He visited the Raiders facility today with reports saying he is ready to come out of retirement and sign with Oakland. It's exciting news. Hey, there's a good chance it's raining right now, and I don't know because there are no windows in this room, Dan. Are your wipers up to the challenge? Get the Duralast FlexBlade wipers from AutoZone for maximum visibility and safer driving in even the worst weather conditions. Get in the zone. AutoZone. The closing bell is brought to you by First American Bank for the best loan deals in town. The Dow closed down 41 points at 20,648. NASDAQ minus 34 to 5864, and the S&P down 7 to 2352. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tomorrow at 12:10 when the Cubs take on the Cardinals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Don't be mad at Tony Romo. For those saying, how can this guy get me without ever having worked in television, walk off a football field and go right into the top booth, the top job? I'll tell you why. Because he negotiated it. Because he's good looking. He is well spoken. He is
so happy to see you say that about a white guy.
He's well known. He's articulate.
Yes.
There you go.
He's clean looking and articulate.
But this is there and somebody can. There's no rules to this. There's no rules to this. It happens. Sometimes we see it now, even with current players and current coaches, we're thrust right into coverage. And the other thing, don't cry for Phil Sims, because your broadcast, no matter what, he's better than Phil Sims. But there seems to be, and I'm hearing a lot of outcry of people saying, well, this isn't fair. There is no fair. It's just a television job. That's all. So fair.
I'm looking forward to hearing Tony Romo. It is going to be different. I do wonder, like, you know, I always wonder about the politics of it, and we work in the same business. I feel like that's something that has to go through Nance, not just is thrust upon him. I think that he's enough of a made guy that that's a move that you go, Jim, how would you feel if we did this? Mm-hmm. And if he says, I want to keep Phil, then they keep Phil. And Tony plies his trade somewhere else for a little bit.
Or it goes down like this, and they say, we're getting rid of Phil. And we want you to have a strong say in who his replacement may be. And then all of a sudden, they realize, you know, we got a chance at Tony Romo. You guys want to have lunch? You guys want to do a conference call and talk about it? Maybe they know each other better than we thought. But I'm interested in hearing him, and I think that he's going to be fine.
I'm sure he'll be fine. I think that it's an easy bar for him to step over to say he'll be better than Sims, who, by the way, I don't understand Sims. And both of us have had our history of doing play-by-play. I don't understand how a guy who is a really good guest, someone that if you ask the proper questions to, gives you fantastic answers, is so bad at doing the game call.
At seeing what's in front of him, yeah.
It doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
What would you suggest here that Miami can do offensively here in the rest of the second quarter?
I don't know.
You can't say that. That was like Greg Norman at the U.S. Open. I'm speechless. No, you see, you're kind of not allowed to be. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You have to say stuff. But I think he'll do a nice job given a little bit of time, get a little bit of learning curve. And
I like that it opens up the door for Cutler to Houston, because that to me makes the most sense for him. That is tailor-made. This is your best chance, Jay. I kept thinking about this morning, too. Is Jay humble enough to say, hey, Houston, I'd like to be your quarterback? Or does Jay need the Texans to come to him?
First of all, is he healthy? Maybe nobody's coming to him because he can't throw a ball.
It's possible.
That's what we don't know.
And it's possible that what we saw last week was Jay saying, hey, I don't give a bleep. I got $100 million damn dollars. I got a rich wife.
Here's this.
Here's my bouté.
Well, make sure they're still married before you say that.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And by the way, let the record show Lawrence looked up that fact before he asked the question in two different places that still had them listed as married.
Well, now I'm kind of hoping that at least on Wikipedia, I'll get the mention of that's how people discovered that Scott Pitsenik is no longer married to Lisa Durgan.
To get your name connected to it. Now, here's a text I can answer. Often I can't. The 773 area code says, is Tony Romo the first Hispanic American football broadcaster in history? And I would say, unless I'm wrong about Tony Gonzalez,
yeah,
then the answer is probably no.
No.
Because unless Tony Gonzalez is unless that's a different kind of Gonzalez, I would say no.
Yeah. Think Tony's got him beat. The other Tony has him beat.
But has anybody done games?
I'm pretty sure Tony did a game or two.
Okay. Then it's Tony Gonzalez. And also, people have been looking for comps, for people that
stepped in,
finished playing, and went right to the
Didn't
top.
Didn't Montana
booth.
Go right to the booth and was terrible?
No, he started as a studio guy. And then they got him off of television completely because that was bad.
Why is he funny now, though?
I don't know. He's old.
Like, maybe. When you see his commercials and stuff, like, he's actually funny.
Maybe it's editing. I don't know. Can I tell you who might have been an immediate retiree who went to the booth on the top broadcast? Correct me if I'm wrong, and I should text him and ask him. I believe Steve Stone did ABC's Monday Night Baseball, which was a big thing. It was a big broadcast.
Like right after retirement?
I think so. Right away. They added him to a booth. I think Jim Palmer was doing it, and they put him right in there. Because everybody knew the moment he was done with the game that the guy was just going to be a natural at analyzing the game. But check that, because I'm pretty sure that if there was a lag time, it wasn't long. Until Stoney was doing Monday Night Baseball.
Anthony Munoz as well.
Anthony Munoz! Yes!
Don't look at his fingers.
Mountain of a man. He had that title before Shebeck Karnowski took it from him.
Don't look at his fingers.
Oh, are they worse than Hampton's?
Yes. Anthony Munoz's fingers are worse than Hampton's. Yes. Because Hamp's got the thing where, like, you know, there may be a little crooked here and there. Munoz has got the thing where it's a 90-degree angle.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll show it to you.
Yeah, no. And what's amazing, too, is that Hampton plays piano.
Well.
I know. He's good at it with
that. He is a fantastic musician. He plays, I believe, the saxophone, the guitar, the bass. I don't know if he plays drums, but he plays the piano, too. When we used to do the show, he had surgery, so he couldn't come in and do the show. So he kind of had the same type of deal with Terry, had a setup at his house.
Right.
And during the break, he would play the piano. Like, we could hear him in Q, play the piano.
With that,
in and Q on the north side?
Not Q, not Quintana.
In Q, not and Q. So I would, with his reach, too, with his thumb to, that's like an octave and a half, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he could go... That's because I can about do an octave.
His range, I love guys like that. You know, whether it's Hamp or OB or Doug, they're so strong. They don't know how strong they are, and so like when they show you affection, it can be painful.
Oh, like Doug Buffon,
right?
Showing you affection by hitting you in the ear, and you can't hear for a week.
And you go flying down the hallway when they pat you on the back for something.
So the 630 says Tony Gonzalez has remote Mexican heritage, but I believe the name Gonzalez comes from his father, who's from Cape Verde, hence not Hispanic.
Dave Leto's family from Cape Verde.
Isn't that Portuguese? Is Cape Verde
off the African coast, right? Like in between.
Yeah, but I thought was it settled by the or
now we got
colonized by the Portuguese.
Well, colonization doesn't.
Well, I mean conquered by. You know what I mean? I'm just saying it's sort of like the reasons Mexicans speak Spanish. It's the Mayas and the Aztecs weren't speaking Spanish until the conquistadors.
It's in the African Union.
Okay,
Cape Verde.
So there's natural Gonzalez's there.
I don't know.
I'm not quite getting where it connects.
I feel like Tony has been very open about his connection with the Latino community.
Yeah, I thought so too. Now, Joe Sheehan is going to join us.
Also Latino.
No, I believe that would be Irish, but I'm no expert. He is going to be talking baseball with us at 4 o'clock. We read his extended write-up of the Cubs, and he has been working overtime producing voluminous copy on all of baseball's teams. He can talk White Sox. He can talk Cubs. Talk about the outset of this season. Also, Matt Janella of the Golf Channel will preview the Masters with a possibly rainy, stormy Masters at 4:40. And we are going to qualify one more person between now and 6 o'clock to win that coveted spot as a possible winner of two Cubs season tickets. And we're going to be giving those away on Friday. Lawrence and I on the Bernstein and Goff Show will be at Real Time Sports Bar and Grill in Elk Grove Village, where somebody is going to win. So don't go anywhere. You have the score.
Lynn Casper, TV voice of the Cubs and Score baseball contributor, talks Cubs three times a week on the Score.
We might not see a season quite like it again in terms of health and just quality, in terms of the five guys just taking the ball and doing their job.
Lynn Casper on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Presented by Two Brothers Brew. From the back streets of Hanover, Germany to worldwide acclaim. Scorpions. The Crazy World Tour. Like Saturday, September 23rd, Allstate Arena. No like Scorpions. Tickets are on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com, at the venue box office, or charge by phone. Scorpions. Live.
Season is back, and you can catch all the action in person with SeatGeek. It's the easiest way to get tickets to every game, and with SeatGeek's seamless mobile experience, you can buy and sell tickets in just two taps. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and let's see what I found for upcoming games for the World Champs. You want to take a short little road trip up to Milwaukee for their second series of the season? Tickets starting at $27 on SeatGeek. How about the first couple series here at home in town? Versus LA, $19. When Pittsburgh's in town, again, SeatGeek tickets starting at $19 for the World Champs and Pittsburgh. It's the best place to buy tickets. Here's why I love SeatGeek. It saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites. It compares prices. They find amazing deals. They do all the work. You reap all the benefits. And you get the most bang for your buck. My favorite feature of the app, SeatGeek grades every ticket based on value. So when you open the venue you're going to, you'll see large green dots. Those are the ones you check out first, the best budget buys. Plus, every purchase is fully guaranteed, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence, and it doesn't end with sports. SeatGeek has plenty of concert, comedy, and theater tickets available, too. You got to check it out. And I can offer this for you right here, too. Your first purchase on SeatGeek, I can give you $20 off. Just download the SeatGeek app, enter the promo code MATT, M-A-T-T. Do that right now. That's promo code MATT for $20 off your first SeatGeek purchase. If you need to buy or sell tickets, there's only one place to go. It's SeatGeek.
There's a drive. Want to travel like a VIP to the games? Think Top Fleet Limo. Top Fleet is tops for all your limo needs. Whether you need transportation for your wedding, bachelor party, corporate event, or airport ride, their extensive fleet includes sedans, limos, party buses, and new executive coach buses. Save 20% on your next ride by giving them the code SCORE17. A $75 ride is now only $60. Go to TopFleetChicago.com. That's TopFleetChicago.com.
CBS Sunday, Taya Leone stars as one of the most powerful people in the world.
Mr. Ambassador?
Madam Secretary, I'm happy to meet you.
In one of the most powerful dramas on television.
My people are not afraid of you.
Given the state of the world right now, I think you want to stay on our good side.
She makes the tough choices.
Sometimes politics has to take a backseat to doing the right thing.
Madam Secretary.
Mr. President.
Good work.
Thank you, sir.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Friday, Mac is back. Woo-hoo! The most inventive agent ever.
My name's MacGyver. I work for the U.S. government.
Returns to television.
What are you doing?
Improvising.
No agent does more with less.
How's he gonna stop an airplane?
Tinfoil.
He's kidding, right?
Oh, my man never jokes about tinfoil. Everything I need is right in front of me.
MacGyver, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Play.it is your new podcast network for top sports on-demand programming, including CBS sports experts and digital exclusives from dynamic personalities.
Hey, join me, Taz.
Jim Rome.
Holy Magic Man Malignaggi, two-time world champion.
The industrial strength nation.
Let's get to some news here.
The updates, the scores, lots happening.
Let's hand out some fantasy football advice.
The most addictive sports podcast today.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
This is the big league.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready.
party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Recently on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Any other company were to open a bookstore in 2017, you would say, you are really behind the times. Catch up with the 21st century. But Amazon opens a brick-and-mortar bookstore, and we all say, well, this must be innovative. What's their game plan? So, Carol, what is their game plan?
This is their fifth store, the first one they've opened outside a mall. And what I really think it could be a lot about is interaction with the customer. You know, when you write to an email address or when you're sending things that are more impersonal than personal, what is it that the best thing to do is to see people in person. Watch them moving through a store. Watch how they touch a Kindle. Watch how they touch a Kindle Fire. And also see what books they're gravitating towards.
For the best information on business and the markets, tune in each weekday for the WBBM Noon Business Hour on News Radio 780, 105.9 FM, and on CBSChicago.com.
Is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
Joe Sheehan of Sports Illustrated and The Athletic Chicago and other places will join us after the top of the hour. But there's so much coming in regarding Tony Romo here, and I'd rather have people debating the Tony Gonzalez ethnicity than getting mad at Tony Romo for being installed right away as on the top team at CBS for the football coverage. Why the hell not? It's just a football game. So what? He hasn't paid his due. What do you care? Oh, you're just a viewer. You're going to be watching anyway.
Because people see themselves when things like that happen. And they go, if I were Phil Simms, I'd be furious about this.
Well, I haven't heard
that's it. Why. That's the psychology behind it. Because people see themselves and they go, man, that would stink if I were Phil Simms and this guy walked off the field and walked into a broadcast booth. I think that the broadcast itself is going to be better because it'll be Tony Romo.
I just think he resonates a lot more with the viewers who maybe didn't see Phil Simms play in the 80s. You know, it's been a long time. Maybe they just think it's time to have for a little bit of new blood there, and they don't have anybody in their stable that they feel is ready to be the next guy in that spot.
The other part of it is leverage. CBS wasn't the only person that people that Tony Romo was talking to. That it could very easily have gone, well, we're going to offer you to the number one chair. And that could have been the difference between him taking over, what's his name? The 49ers new GM, John Lynch's spot. From him taking John Lynch's spot versus him being the number one guy at CBS. It could have simply been, here are two really good offers. But CBS is saying, we're going to give you the top spot. Done. I'll go over there and ply my trade.
That also, if the money were equal, would you want that attention? Would you want that kind of pulpit right away? Or would you want to ease your way into it, all things being equal?
Well, he'll be on the Thursday night too, right?
Right, if he can describe that, good luck to him.
It's well, color rush, it'll be bad. But yeah, I think that he'll be fine. I'm not really that worried about Tony Romo. I understand where the backlash comes in, but I also think that clearly there are people, you know, no one's
I guess
ever,
I don't really, because then you don't really know how television works.
Well, the other thing is I think that there are folks who go, well, I've never heard him, so I don't know. And
but you have heard Phil Simms.
I agree
and
with you.
You know that there's diminishing returns there. There have been for years. That you're not learning anything about the game, and there's meandering that is difficult to comprehend. Too many times he just stops his thought and says, whatever.
You know, Jim, it always is amazing. We do this. I follow injuries or whatever. You know, if your ankle hurts, it changes the way you run, the way you practice, whatever.
That's the kind of stuff you get. If your ankle hurts, it changes the way you run, whatever.
Always takes a play to keep a drive going, to get you this whatever, so that third down.
Mm-hmm.
If Tony Romo can't be an improvement over that? You guys just out of the locker room, just out of the huddle. And as we were talking about with Scotty Potts, the key for Romo.
How much is he willing to give?
And how much do you go in when someone screws up and you pin it on a guy?
I think it takes 2 years removed. Here's the other part of that with Romo. It is something to watch, Dan. He still can go play. And that was one of the things that came out of this was there's no real penalties or anything if he decides that he wants to Tebow it and go back and find himself a job playing quarterback. So will he be as honest?
Well, if he's Tebowing it, he's finding a job playing baseball.
Well, with Romo, it'd be golf, right? That's where.
And I guess he's golfed with Nance before.
Well, don't you think that CBS's work with the Masters and everything else plays a role into this if you're Tony Romo?
What, just palling around or showing up as a broadcaster in golf?
Why not? Why can't
do the Eddie Olczyk?
Why can't Tony Romo be on the 16th? Why not? He knows the game. He plays in a lot of those pro-ams. I'd love to see that contract is what I'm saying. I'd love to see what CBS is committed to. And if we get an announcement, you know, next year that Tony Romo is going to do a special at the Masters or is going to be on one of the featured holes at the Masters.
Or do some interviews.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sit down with golfers and talk about the game.
Yep. Like, Not a bad thought.
There's a lot of stuff that goes into putting a contract like that together.
The Chicago Baseball Game Day Report is presented by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Cubs and White Sox both rained out, postponed, and that is today's Chicago Baseball Report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires and get a $70 Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone. We will be doing baseball talk in just a couple of minutes, so keep it here and you will hear Joe Sheehan on the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Chris Bosio, the Cubs pitching coach.
These games are dogfights. Everyone's going to be a dogfight. That doesn't matter who you're playing. Every game seems like we play a 1-1 game in this division. It's just the way it is, and it's just the way it's always going
to
be.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, Sundays and Mondays, I have lots of shows I record on my DVR. I can't always get to them right away. So it's great that I have Xfinity and the Xfinity Stream app so I can access my DVR anytime I want, anywhere I am with my smartphone. Hey there, it's Matt Abaticola. So Sunday night, I didn't get a chance to watch Billions right away. I started watching at home last night. I didn't get a chance to finish because I was too sleepy after the Cubs game. And I took out my smartphone on the train ride in today to the city. The beautiful weather we had, and I accessed my DVR through my Xfinity Stream app, which is great. So then I was able to finish watching Billions on the train, not having to worry about waiting to get home to finish watching it. Watched it right there in the train. I can also access not only DVR, but Xfinity's movies on demand and TV shows. There's thousands of things I can watch on my phone right there through Xfinity's on demand system. I can even stream live TV on my smartphone using the Xfinity Stream app. It's really one of the best apps, and I use it all the time. One of the best things about having Xfinity. It's time for you to make the switch to Xfinity to get the best in-home entertainment as well as internet. With Xfinity X1, you get over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak into, which means you can find anything you want, and access to your Netflix subscription, which is great. You get the great DVR as well as the access to the on-demand system. So for a limited time, you can get Xfinity X1 and internet for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. You enjoy that same rate for 2 years with a 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay, which means there's no bills, there's no paper. You never forget to pay your bill. It happens for you automatically. Plus, you can get $150 back when you sign up today. So switch now to get this limited offer from Xfinity. Just call them at 1-800-XFINITY or go online to Xfinity.com.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online in select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines, so why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S., so whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
Stop into Lowe's Spring Black Friday event, where you'll find savings on those projects popping up on your to-do list. Get your garden started with 5 bags of Stay Green garden soil now for just $10. And do a little outdoor spring cleaning and save $70 on a